Hello, and welcome to the newest episode of the Inspired Souls podcast with Helen Pinkett. And today I am joined with Jen Albano. I should have checked this before.
You got it right. You got it right the first time.
Jen Albano. Oh, thank you. There's always something that I forget to do. And Jen is a women's health coach and the founder of the Secret Core Club. And today's title is Deep Breath, Strong Body and Powerful Mind. I like it. Hello, Jen. Big welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to talk to you and great to have you on. I love the title you've given me for today, The Strong Body and Powerful Mind. So that conjures up such strong, powerful feelings for me. So I'm really excited to talk to you and hear all about what you do, because reading your bio and you just combine lots of different things. So it's very, very exciting to have you here.
Thank you. It is.
Awesome. Awesome. So the first question I always ask, and I find the most interesting bit, is your journey and how did you get to be doing what you do now? But what's your story?
Ah, thank you. So hyperpressives. Hypo means low, and pressives is the Spanish word for pressure. So it's a breathwork and movement technique that is only just kind of gaining popularity in the UK.
Never heard of it before, actually.
Yeah, but it is big across the rest of the world, actually, especially in Europe. And so the start of my journey discovering hyperpressives was 6 years ago, and I was really, really lucky. This is a big part of my journey, actually, because I feel so incredibly lucky that this method crossed my path 6 years ago when I really needed it. So part of my mission is bringing it to other women because it was just so beneficial to me. So I first heard about it from a client of mine. So I've been a massage therapist for 17 years.
Okay.
And I was working with a client who was learning this method for herself. So hyperpressives actually are best known in the pelvic health world for helping with pelvic floor correction and strengthening. So it can really help with the reduction of things like urinary leakage and prolapse symptoms. Yeah. So hyperpressives are best known in that pelvic health world. And this client of mine, she was using it for that reason. And she was telling me all about this amazing method that had really helped her with pelvic floor symptoms while she was having her massage. And so at this time in my life, 6 years ago, I'm probably not going to get the numbers right, but my son was, I think my son was around five, which means my twins would have been 3.5, 4 years old.
Oh, you're a twin mum. Gorgeous.
And I'd obviously gone back to work to my massage therapy business. And I didn't have this rock bottom moment that you hear that lots of people have with their journeys and when they discover what really helps them. I didn't have a rock bottom moment.
Yeah.
But looking back now, there were just lots of niggly things going on in my body and mind that really weren't helping me to feel like myself. And so although my children had got to that age, you know, they weren't tiny babies anymore. I think the twins probably were around 3.5, 4, actually. I think they just started nursery. Mm-hmm. I still didn't feel like I'd really got myself back. And it had just slowly built that perhaps my mood wasn't where it used to be. My husband has got a really busy, stressful job, and I felt really the pressure of being like the happy, hold it all together part of the equation. And my body did suffer from having three babies really close together, the second being a twin pregnancy.
Yeah.
And I'd really been into my fitness and looking after myself previously, and I'd got niggles going on in my back that were more than niggles some mornings, like had me close to tears getting out of bed in the morning some days. Yeah. I had my own bladder problems going on, and I did suffer quite badly from urinary leakage when I look back. My mood just wasn't where it used to be. And yet I was trying to be a massage therapist. I worked with people with multiple sclerosis. My job was really busy. And yeah, trying to be the mum, trying to be the hold it all together person. And
Yeah.
when this client told me about this method and what it had given her beyond just the bladder correction part, there was something in my brain when I really, really need to know more about that.
Yeah.
And
the
I
thing.
thought, yeah, I did. I held it in my mind that this sounds like something I really want to learn more about.
Yeah.
And I filed away the little leaflet that she had given me. And there was an instructor about half an hour away from me, which was amazing. When I look back at the chances of that now, 6 years ago, when you Googled the word hyperpressives, everything came back in Spanish. There was hardly anything in English at all. And that's quite a strange feeling to Google something and not really be able to, like, frustrating almost to Google, what, desperately wanting more information about this thing
and
not being able to find it. So anyway, I trained with the lady who had taught this client of mine, and it just did everything that I really needed, and it did it in a really doable way that I could fit in my life. So it's a breathwork and movement method, but it ticks so many important boxes in one go, in one real doable routine that you can fit into your life. And it did sort my back problems out. I had partially prolapsed disc, and it really, really helped with my back. Eventually, it completely solved my bladder problems.
Wow.
Completely. And it gave me just a little bit of time and space every day to myself, despite living with really young children and despite a husband with a really busy job, I was able to fit this into my life to really help with a bit of stress management also. And it's a really deep core strengthening method as well. So everything I was feeling in terms of weakness in my core and my back from having had those three pregnancies, I've been used to a really fit, strong body. I got all of that back again with this method that I could fit into my life. And I just felt so lucky to have found something that helped me in so many different, really important ways that was incredibly doable. And other people around me then started to want to know what I was doing. And I trained to be an instructor, which I was able to do because of my massage therapy background. And then I went on to train nearly every mum around me that I knew, friends.
Yep, you need this in your life. Come and do this.
So if you were to, like, do one of those hotspot diagrams of hyperpressives in the UK, like Wiltshire, where I live, had like the biggest big hotspot.
Love it.
Which is where the name The Secret Core Club came from, because there would be small groups of mums gathering in parks, because I'm really passionate about standing and breathing and exercising outdoors. So there'd be small groups of us gathering, and people couldn't work out what we were doing when they would see what we were up to, because it's not quite Tai Chi, it's not quite yoga, it's not quite Pilates, but it looks like a little bit of all of those. I describe it as the best bits of all of those.
Yeah, I'm trying, I'm just conjuring up an image in my mind of a group of women in the park doing some kind of breathing and movement, and people like, what are you doing? I like the sound of it.
That is where the name The Secret Core Club came from, because not that we were set out to be secretive, but we were just, these little pockets of people popping up, breathing and doing some movement and exercise that nobody could quite work out what we were doing. So that's the real beginnings of my journey. And because there's not much out there about hyperpressives, I really spent a long time training and learning and gathering in information from all sorts of different sources. So I've actually trained with three main bodies in the world. I've got qualifications with all of them, and last year I found myself as one of the top qualified instructors in the UK. There's only four of us who've got this level three qualification for the International Hyperpressive Council. So my journey from being a bit of a broken mum trying to run my business right the way through to now my whole business is teaching hyperpressives and my program. It's been quite mind-blowing looking back at that journey, really.
It sounds it. And Jen, you are glowing and you look so happy. You look like a lady. You found your calling, you found your purpose. And often that happens, doesn't it, when we've been through something ourselves. And although you said you didn't have that rock bottom moment, because a lot of people I speak to tend to hit rock bottom and then they go up. But it doesn't always have to be like that. Sometimes we just need a little bit of a poke or a bit of a prod or a bit of guidance and direction to find something that completely changes our life. I mean, you look really happy and you look so well, and you're like, I can feel your passion for what you do. You see you're passionate about women's health. And I think, it, you know, is that something that is still a bit of a secret or not much? I mean, I know you're the secret corker, but it's do you think a lot of women don't speak up or seek help for issues, particular
Health issues? I am kind of on a bit of a mission to change the way we view self-care and looking after ourselves and making ourselves a priority. And I tend to talk about this in terms of energy. So not that I haven't got anything against the phrase self-care, I think they're all really important, self-love. But I often use the phrase health care, actually, because it is making our health that real priority. And I talk about it in terms of energy, because I think it's a little bit easier to get your head around that when you're grumpy, like nobody wants to be grumpy mum, grumpy wife, grumpy boss.
No.
And that's actually all to do with energy. It's to do with how we're feeling in ourselves. And by energy, I do literally mean, what energy have you got to give in that moment? Like, are you tired? Do you really need to sit down? Or can you just not wait to get to the end of the day when you can stop? It's all about having a decent amount of energy to put out into the world. And we all want that energy. You know, we want to be happy mum. We want to be happy boss, supportive boss. You know, we don't want to be in that place where we're just dragging ourselves through the day. And to get that good energy, to have that good energy to give, we need to give it to ourselves first. So when I'm teaching this method, I really teach it as a pleasure. Like, you have to view it as a pleasure and a ritual and a way of recharging your body and mind, which is where that title came from. So deep breath, strong body, powerful mind. And I believe it doesn't have to be that hard to get that, and that's what my program is about. That, believe it or not, and maybe you have to step into it to believe it, that sometimes 3 minutes of to yourself, of some focused breathing, the way that we hold our bodies when we breathe, standing in the sun for 3 minutes, taking some really focused deep breaths, is enough to give you a pick me up. The routine that I teach is around between 15 and maximum 30 minutes for most people. I teach really bespoke one-to-one, so we work it out for each person. But we're talking about a short period of time each day to put yourself first, to get your energy back, to really feel like you're doing something really strengthening for your body. And I really believe that we can do this every day for life to support us, and no matter what's going on in our lives. And I do really mean that. I'm going to be 120, I tell my kids, active in the sunshine, still doing this.
Perfect. Yeah, because just a few minutes each day, just committing to doing that, can make such a big difference. And I just want to just touch on breath work as a separate entity. So you talk about breath work quite a lot. What is there any tips that you could give us at all about about breathing? Is there any particular way that you would recommend? Because I know that when people get very stressed, we do, when I say we, I mean I've been guilty of this in the past, doing shallow breathing, holding our breath, and all these weird and wonderful things as a stress response. Are there any top tips that you would give to ensure that you are breathing well? Maybe I'll stop talking and breathe.
Well, the number one thing, not to underestimate the power of it, I think breath work, even the phrase breath work, and I was guilty of this. I was so guilty, like, years ago, of thinking that, you know, how is breathing worthy of my time? Even that phrase is ridiculous.
Like your life force.
So not to underestimate the power of it would be like my first little tip for really, you know, realizing we can do powerful stuff with this. And it's about taking our breath away from our upper chest and from our shoulders and from our jaw. That's all of our stress breath. You know, that's our fight, flight, stress response when we start breathing in this shallow way. And it's about taking the breath deep down into lower rib cage, into our diaphragm, which is right low in the bottom half of our rib cage. And that's where the biggest part of our lungs are too. So we want to be using our lungs to full capacity.
Yeah.
and using our diaphragm. Like, we think about exercising biceps and triceps and abs, but we never think about these enormous muscles that are really important, like the deep core functioning of our body, like the diaphragm. So we're taking the breath deep down and really using the diaphragm and the lungs. And that's about concentrating on taking breath away from upper chest and shoulders, directing the breath down into the lower rib cage. And also another important tip is maintaining the height in the spine. So it's really common to see people take a deep breath in, and we do get taller on a deep breath in, but then we exhale, slump right down on the exhale. It completely changes how you feel to keep the height in the spine on the exhale also. So inhaling, taking deep breath into lower rib cage, and then on the exhale, maintaining that height in your spine as you exhale, like straight away, that already has a different feel to it.
It does. Yeah, I've just done that along with you, and it definitely feels a lot better. And just actually inhaling down here to the bottom of your lungs feels so much better as well. I'm going to make a note to remember to do that several times. Would you recommend just stopping a couple of times each day to just check in with that and do a couple of breaths, at least to try and reprogram your brain a bit?
So there is another little tip that's quite exciting around that idea. So it's really common to hear it said, take a few deep breaths, calm yourself down, or, you know, pause, take a few breaths. Nothing wrong with that. That's still good advice. However, it is the rhythm of our breath and the length of time that we do it for that really, really starts to send signals. So it doesn't matter too much what your rhythm is. So I work with in for three, out for six with a lot of my clients as an average.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if that's 4 and 8, doesn't matter if for you 3 and 3 felt better. But it's about keeping that rhythm to your breath as you breathe. So yeah, stopping to take a few deep breaths, perfect, but perhaps thinking a little bit more about that rhythm and seeing perhaps if you could do that for 10 breaths, 20 breaths, that in for 3, out for 6, and actually getting that rhythm going. That's when the signals to our brain start, they start to receive the message that all is well, basically. We wouldn't be breathing in this way if anything was wrong. And, you know, that's literally how it works. There's so much science behind that our brain receives the signals from our lungs, from other essential organs as well, but we're talking about the lungs for the moment here.
Yeah.
Brain receives that signal to say we wouldn't be breathing in this calm, steady way, especially a long, calm exhale, if we were in fight flight. You know, if we were panicking and we needed to run, this is how we would be breathing. Therefore, we can slip into rest, digest, repair, heal, and we can literally change the messages that our brain is receiving from the body. So it's a very, very real method for calming down, getting your thinking brain back on track rather than running away, everything running away with you, and bringing everything back into perspective in an instant.
Amazing. And it's easy as well. As if you have the knowledge and you remember to do it, then it's incredibly simple as well. And it's just a great tip, a great way to make yourself feel good and better. And I can imagine how combining it with the movements can have such an amazing effect. So what are the other benefits of doing hyperpressive? So if I, say for instance, I had no particular issues, would it still be beneficial for me? Is it beneficial for everyone? And should I be doing it?
If there's nothing going, so I work, clients come to me for all sorts of lead reasons. It might be sleep issues. It might be just a feeling of lack of strength, a lack of core strength.
Yeah.
Back pain, postural problems, and then there's the pelvic floor issues also. So things like urinary leakage or prolapse, and stress and anxiety management. So people could come to me for any one of those lead reasons.
Yeah.
Powerfully supports all of those. If you're really lucky and you haven't got any of that stuff going on, and all of that stuff, great.
I think I can pick a couple of those out.
Amazing. But it's a supportive method. It's a protective method.
Yeah.
So I like to think of it as a way of keeping our body strong for whatever else we want to do in life. And I know that my body wouldn't have coped with lots of the types of exercise I enjoy these days if I didn't have a hyperpressive practice first, especially after having children. I feel like it gives people that baseline strength for whatever else you want to go into. So it is used in the athletic world, to give you an example. Diaphragm function and lung function and posture is obviously really, really important in sport. So it gives that edge for whatever it is you're going on to do. And obviously that's completely different depending on age and lifestyle. But yes, I do believe there's something in it for everybody as a daily practice to support and protect.
Sure. So you teach, you give people a routine and they go off and do that at home. Or do you do run week classes, or how does that?
No, so I really only work one-to-one these days.
Okay.
I tell you why, it's because that is how I really, really get people to adopt this into their life as a lifelong method. Because when I'm talking about bringing something that's there to support you for life, and I really mean that it's there for life. That's, I'm a habit change coach also, which is an important part of my work.
Yeah.
I could be the best instructor in the world, but unless I can really, really get you to stand up and do the thing and work this into your life as a lifelong practice, I'm not doing what I set out to do. I'm there to really, it's be my dream to see my clients still doing this when in their 90s.
Yeah.
And so one-to-one is where I really get to be behind the scenes of people's lives, to work with people one-to-one, because every person's got like a different patchwork of issues or history going on there. And so I design a flow based on the main set of movements and based on the same breath pattern, but I design a flow and a routine that works for them, and I help them fit it into their lives.
Amazing. I love that. And I love the habit change, because unlearning habits can be a bit tricky, can't it? Because when we've been doing things a certain way, I guess it's like the breathing. If we've been breathing in a certain way for so long, it's quite tricky to unlearn some of these habits. But that's what it is. It's unlearning and then reprogramming back in the new and healthy habits.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't believe that there's a quick and easy way to do that. And what I'm encouraging people to step away from is dipping in and out of classes or signing up for the gym and a personal trainer here and there. Not that I've got anything against those things, you know, they're there to support you as well.
Yeah.
Something so empowering, and the E in the rest routine, which is the name of my program, stands for empowered for a reason, because there is something so empowering in having a method in the palm of your hand that you know how to do on a good day, on a bad day, even when you're poorly, on a bright sunny day and you want to get outside and do it, on a cold winter's day and you want to snuggle by the fire and do it.
Yeah.
having this routine that to support you, that comes from you, rather than having to externally go and look for support. You know, you've got something that's a tool to support your body and mind every day. And I don't believe you can make those real changes, like you said, without real one-to-one support for a decent amount of time too. And I work for 3 months with women to get them to that point where they know it like the back of their hand. You don't need me anymore, you don't need a screen, you don't need a book, it's just yours.
Yeah. So it's ingrained in their brain and that's it, they just do it and
forwards.
Exactly. I love that. Awesome. So you touched on how people can work with you, but can you tell us a little bit more about the Secret Core Club and anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today, and how they can find you as well?
So I do run a free Facebook group called The Living Room, and it's Calming the Chaos for Busy Mums. You can find me there on Facebook. Like I said, I only work one-to-one. So this, I've got the Secret Core Club website and the Secret Core Club Facebook page to find my contact details. And I post a lot through my personal page, Jen Albano, as well. So you can always find me and message me. And I just start with a conversation. So I love just being able to have a good chat with people on the phone, first of all, and to find out a little bit of that history about sleep, about spine, about your back, about your core strength, about stress. You know, we run through it all and then we just work out whether you're a good fit for the rest routine and the hypopressive program.
Perfect. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much. I will put all of your comment, all of your links and comments in the comments box, should I say, so people can find you as well. But Jen, I was wondering, and I wanted to ask, apart from hypopressives, what do you like to do that really brings you a lot of joy?
I love being outdoors, in all weathers actually, but I'm a proper sunshine girl.
Yeah.
I really enjoy wild swimming.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So many people are doing wild swimming.
No.
On Facebook. Someone is going wild swimming. I'm thinking, well, what am I missing out on here? Everyone's doing it now.
It's my third winter of swimming. Right.
Really?
Yeah. I really enjoy it.
And does it make you feel as good as everyone says it does?
Yeah, it does. It like puts you really sharply in the moment. It's that buzz on your skin. And there's just a little bit of, you know, just that amazement that you can do it, that you can actually, and that, a lot of that's about breath too, it's calming the breath as you get into the water. Yeah. That's part of it, so it kind of ties in with my work quite a lot, really. And I just love being with my family, and being outdoors. We do quite a lot of walking. And
oh, nice, lovely. I knew you were going to say a sunshine person. I could see you sat there in the sunshine and you look so happy. I thought, and they're just going to say sunshine. I love it. I'll have to give I'll need to give the wild swimming, or at least standing under the cold water in the shower, a bit more. Because I don't like the cold water. I hate it.
Cold shower does help. I did quite a lot of cold showering, I think, before my first swims, and it did really help. It just helped me get in touch with that sensation without the fear kind of coming in.
I'm in control of it. I can like just turn it down. Yeah, maybe I'll give that a go first of all.
And the little breath method that I just taught you today, breathing into your diaphragm, that's all part of keeping your brain calm.
Right.
To switch off kind of that fear response that you might get from the cold.
Ah, so that's what people are doing when they're, that's the breathing. Oh, perfect. Oh, well, I'm going to give that a go.
Yeah, no excuses now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just before we go, I'm going to ask you if there are any words of wisdom that you would like to leave with our listeners today.
Thank you. Well, I think it's lots of things I've touched on already, really, but it is remembering that energy is everything, and that taking some time for yourself to restore your own energy is not a selfish thing to do. You know, that's what you put out into the world around you. Like, it benefits everybody around you. And so I guess just that reminder that self-care, time to yourself, caring for your own health, is in no way selfish at all. And anything that makes you feel better, that lifts your energy, that lifts your spirit, is benefiting everybody around you. And if it helps you to think of it like that, to be able to take that time for yourself, like especially busy mums, which are like who I'm mostly working with, that is really super important. And we want to set that example to everyone else around us, you know, leading the way and making that okay.
Yeah, so important. I think, I talk about that quite a lot. The self-care is not selfish at all, and it's actually beneficial for everybody. So putting ourselves first is so important. And it sounds like you are doing an amazing job, and your work sounds absolutely brilliant. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing today. It's really good to have a chat and learn a little bit more about hyperpressives. I definitely learned a lot today. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you, everyone who stopped by and listened. If you want to learn more about Jen, you'll find all of her links in the comments box below. And I will be back again soon with another podcast episode. In the meantime, take care. Bye-bye.